Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to Tyler Dumont. Tyler, thank you so much for joining us yesterday, my love. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new single, Don't Mean It, from the upcoming album, Nomadic Behavior. And speaking of greatness, this very gifted singer, songwriter, producer, he does it all. Long overdue new hit single, You Gotta Love. The one and only St. Paul Peterson is joining us today as we have the pleasure of celebrating his new release. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and vibing with us here in the zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the one and only St. Paul Peterson. Brother, how are you doing this afternoon?
It's an honor to be here, Teddy Bear. Thanks for having me on.
You know what? What I'm surprised at, man, you found time to get in the studio and work on a solo project.
That's been the problem since about 2002. Is that I say I'm lucky enough to be able to be this busy. But my nephew Jason, who also is my co-writer and co-producer on this, said, Uncle, come on up to the north side, man. Come on up to the hood. Come in the basement. We're going to write some funk. He said, okay, do you like this groove? Okay, cool. Now play this. Now sing this. So he just was shouting orders, and by the time we were done, it's like, dang, I think we got something here. So he's been very instrumental in supporting me and getting me back in the saddle and making music for myself, which has been so fun and terrifying all at the same time.
Man, it's been a hell of a journey, man. Your music and your background with your family and to where you are now as a very gifted and very underrated songwriter. Doing so many hats, man. Doing a producing as far as doing for F Deluxe and, of course, the family. Then you have your orchestra. And now we have a new single out. love the video. Love the video. I must ask, who came up with the concept for the video?
You know, there's these young European kids here in Minneapolis. One of my managers, Vanessa, said, you got to check these young kids out. So they're called BOME, B-O-M-E, Productions. They came to me, and what we did, we decided upon, you know, what we wanted to do was make sure that we were true to the old school, who I am. I wanted to show some personality. I also wanted to take some risks and, you know, be artistic with it as well, and show some classic shots of where I came from. Therefore, you'll see shots of First Avenue in Minneapolis. And so they really did a great job of putting it all together, I think. And I owe it to these young whippersnappers who are, like, you know, making the old buck look good. But, hey, man, I'll tell you what, I will use them again and again. There's going to be a lot more music coming out, you know, out of the north side, North Minneapolis and JPD Studios, and we're going to have a lot of fun. So this is just the beginning, y'all.
Well, I hope so, man, because it's been long overdue. I've had a lot of people ask me, okay, he's going to tease us with a single. When can we expect an EP or a possible album coming from you, man?
Well, I'll tell you what, since it's been so long since I put out a record, that's exactly what I'm working towards. So I've made a promise to myself to keep the ball rolling, and so we're most likely going to come out with a series of singles, and by the end of it, we'll have a record. So that's kind of the game plan at this point in time. So we'll use these singles to be able to get the interest to be able to come play for you.
Okay. All right, now don't use this to pacify us, Paul. We need something more, man. We need more.
I know.
We need more. All right, we're gonna hold you to that. Let me ask you, how do you see yourself?
I gotta have some accountability here.
There you go. Mm-hmm. How have you seen your songwriting evolve over the last 10 years, as far as to where you are right now as a songwriter and also as a producer?
Wow, good question. I think just by sheer nature of getting a little bit older and have a little salt and pepper and wisdom, you know, under my belt, I think that I've grown and explored and been brave enough to explore, you know, look into my lyrics. What do I really want to say at this point in my life? That's why I came up with You Gotta Love. You know, that's one of the most important things that I stand for in my life. You know, the chorus lyric goes, you gotta live, you gotta live your life to the fullest, you gotta learn, and that to me means you gotta learn from the mistakes that you made, pick yourself back up and move forward. And most of all, you gotta love. So I'm exploring what this journey has meant to me, and I'm putting it down and being brave enough to do it in lyric form. And that's challenging sometimes, man, because, you know, if you don't play your cards right, a song like You Gotta Love being uplifting could turn out really cheesy, man. And that would be that'd be very bad for this kind of a funk song, you know. So we're very meticulous in making sure that we do these new songs justice. We have the luxury of time to be able to get it right. And I feel that this is the best stuff I've written in my entire life, and I'm excited to see what doors will open and what new songs will come out of me and my fellow co-writers on this.
I'm going to take you back just a little bit, because I remember an interview you did almost 20 years ago. We're both dating ourselves. We're both 20. We're both over 21. So it's okay. It's all right.
Okay, let's see if I can remember it.
One of the things that you said that left a really strong impression with me, you said music is important, but lyrics are paramount. And I said, wow. And I'm like, that stuck with me, because we put a lot of, I say, in today's music, an over excessive amount of noise, and there's no lyrical content behind it. There's no substance. There's no quality in music. And
right.
For you right now, lyrics have always been a mainstay with you, especially being a musician, which we rarely see in today's music, as everything is either pre-recorded or we're using auto-tunes in live performances.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you now as far as the essential part, the quality of being a musician in such a rare art form in today's music?
I think it's our job to make sure that people know that we still play our instruments. And I think I've been an educator for 20 years up till a couple of years ago. I think that the new generation coming up respect the fact that we can play. And I think it inspires them to show that we got music stance on stage, that we're actually reading music. I think that that's not a bad thing. That's not a lazy thing. That's an educational thing for the people up and coming to be able to play an instrument and hone your craft and hone your art is not something that is lost. I feel that there's a resurgence in playing. Look at these young cats coming up, like Wolfpack, Corey Wong. There's people in Minneapolis here, great bass player by the name of Isaac Levy. He's 15. Bennett V, he's 14, playing drums. There's so many quality musicians, especially around Minneapolis, St. Paul, of course, that I know. I never was playing as great as they're playing now at their tender age. So I feel that we've really helped these young players by keeping the live playing alive, showing them that it can be done, it should be done. And look, there are different genres. So if you've got something that calls for drag and drop and auto tune, God bless you, man, knock yourself out. I ain't saying anything bad about it, because that's a genre that is
probably I'm not the target market for.
Right.
My target market is people who appreciate live playing. You know, I can do all the auto-tune and all that stuff, but for me, what I want to be able to be remembered for is that I could play a bunch of different instruments well, and that I pass down some knowledge to the next generation. That's what's important to me now.
Well, it definitely resonates through your music. I don't know what it is, man, but you and Eric Leeds have a very special chemistry, man, working together. I mean, it's always been there from the start. What is it like working with him, collaborating with him, man?
I'm a fan who should be paying $500 a day to just see him craft his arrangements and things like that. We just got done recently with a record called Leeds Peterson Music.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll be coming out this summer on a major label. But during the recording of this, we spent every day with each other for 6 months, and it was just a complete joy to see how he works, how he develops an arrangement, how he develops a song. He's a great songwriter. He's a very meticulous producer and engineer. He doesn't necessarily twist the dials, but he's got great ears, and he'll say, no, let's go back and get this. So we work well together. Not only is he my partner in music a lot of the time, he's one of my dearest friends and one of the funniest guys I've ever met. who would have thought 35 years later, I bet you Prince didn't think about this. I mean, I am literally friends with everybody in the family. They literally are like family to me. Eric comes over for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and you know, we've been still playing all that great music with Susanna Jellybean and Jerome, and it's just so much fun, man. So it's a journey, and I feel so lucky to keep making new music, and I'm nowhere near done, and I'm just getting rolling.
Well, man, it reflects, man, in your attitude, the way you still look at music. I mean, you still act like you're 17 years old, man. I've seen you perform on several stages. That's what, man.
That's because I run marathons, man. you got to look the part, man. You got to look the part.
I'm like, man, I said, this cat is still moving and doing like he was 17 years old. I can't believe time has gone by so fast, man, at the blink of the eye, man. You've learned a lot growing up in this industry. What are some of the things that you see that are positive as far as how music has advanced, and some of the things that you're not too pleased with as far as how the industry is working, as far as how the industry is treating a lot of these young and up and coming artists?
God, what a great question. I think that the dream is still alive in young people. They're still hungry to perform and write and produce. I mean, I saw proof of it when I was running a music college in the old Flight Time building here in Minneapolis. That's the positive, is that the dream is still alive. And here's the good news. It could be a double-edged sword. It could be good news and bad news. You can put your music out yourself. You can make your music for in your bedroom for hardly any money. If you know what you're doing, you can turn out a quality product. That is the most positive news in the last 20 years, to be able to do that and not rely on someone to give you $250,000. You can literally do a high quality record in your bedroom. You could play live, drag and drop samples, and have an incredible product for not $1 million. That's, I think, accessibility to be able to make quality records has been a positive. I think the negative side of what's happened in the last 20 years is losing revenue streams. I came up in a time where, you know, you could put gold and platinum records on your wall because you actually could sell records.
Right.
And make money and make a living, right? So what scares me, and it scares me for my daughter, who's an incredible singer, she goes by the name Jean Taylor,
okay,
is they're counting on how many spins you can get on Spotify And you and I both know that it's going to take a lot of spin.
Oh, yeah, a lot of spin.
Really, I mean,
yeah.
To be able to own a car and pay a house payment and have it, you know, if you're an independent artist, you got to have health insurance. That costs money. And here is that they don't have the same revenue streams and advantages of that that we had. Now, these kids up and coming are tenacious and inventive. They have found different ways to get rid of the old and embrace the new and make money, whether it's touring, merchandise, being a celebrity on Instagram or a Snap. I mean, I'm amazed at the new ways they can monetize the music business. And I wish them all the luck in the world. It's just a different ball game, and it's fun to be able to be in the middle of it. You know, I come from the old school, but if I want to keep being in it, I got to be part of the new school too. So I'm totally learning a lot, and I've always embraced technology, which has been one of my, I think, an asset for me. From the early days of the internet and having websites up and commerce, Prince even mentioned to me, why don't you sell your records like St. Paul's doing? Because I was an early adapter of selling my own stuff online, being an independent artist. I think there are more positives than there are negatives, and I'm just so pleased to see all these great new artists out there doing what they should be doing, which is playing and making records and making content and making videos. It's all about that, and I mean, it's just fascinating to watch.
Well, you know, like you said, with growth, you know, things change, unfortunately, some for the better, some for not. The most positive mm-hmm. aspect for music, but yeah, you're right. I mean, I never thought I would ever see music change the way it has as far as from a selling standpoint. I never thought that I would ever not see music stores in the different communities,
right?
From Sam Goody's to the Warehouse to Tower Records. They're all
right.
Gone now. And every artist that I've had the pleasure of speaking with or conversing with, like yourself, they always tell me, Teddy Bear, in order to make a living, I have to tour. And they're ready to pay me more money when I'm touring outside the United States than playing here, because our music is still in demand outside the United
right.
States. I know in Japan, they still have music stores from Australia to Germany to Switzerland to
mm-hmm.
England.
Yes,
music
sir.
Is worshipped and adored. But while we got you here, man, first of all, I got to let everybody know. They said, well, Teddy Bear, we heard this new single. It's wonderful. When are we going to see an opportunity to see or hear Paul perform? You got that chance. January the 11th, he's going to be at the Ice House performing. He's going to be on a record release party for the new single. That's January 11th. That's in the Ice House. That's in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's going to be $20 at the door. The address is 2528 Nicolette Street Avenue S. So get your pen, pencil, crayon, borrow your wife's lipstick, do what you need to do, take down this pertinent information. Go to www.icehousempls.com. Now, the new single, You Got to Love. What was your thought process when you came up with the concept for this song?
Well, I had Jason and I wrote the initial chorus at his house probably a year before we finished the track, because I got busy and so did he. So we had this great title, this uplifting title, and we were concerned, like I said earlier, that we wanted to make sure that the lyric we put in the verses and the pre-choruses were supportive of this positive lyric, but weren't cheesy. And it was important for us to craft about, for me anyways, what's going on in society. I mean, there's so much noise, there's so much division and segregation, which kills me. I cannot believe that we're still going through this incredible mess. I want to talk about it in a song. And I mean, if we just get rid of all the BS and come together and not listen to the noise, man, I see it every day. I see the good every day, man. And that's what I'm talking about in this song. One nation, one groove, you know,
mm-hmm.
one love. That's the chant at the end, that Sinbad and then Fred Armisen and Tom Arnold and Jelly Bean and Monty and Donny Osmond and Tyka Nelson are, if you've seen the video, they're only, they're my partners in crime on the end of the video. They're all making cameos because they believe in it. That's the truth, man. So I'm speaking the truth in this lyric, and I think it's a good, good song for the times we are living in.
Well, you know, man, if I had my druthers, I would take the song, wrap it up in a COD, nice gift wrap, and I would send it up to D.C. to Agent Orange. He needs to sit down and have a really strong listen.
He needs to hear this, man. It's got a good beat. I give it a 7.
Oh, man. Woo. My goodness, man.
Right. Well, we won't go there today. Let's keep this in the right direction.
Incredible, man. You know, I'm just, you know what, man? I'm just happy that you're still here. You're still doing what you love to do, and it's been a long time overdue having you on the show, and I thank God for that. So far be it from the teddy bear to deprive the many listeners that are tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. Let's get in to some new music, of course, from the incredibly talented St. Paul Peterson with You Gotta Love.
Yeah.
In the Zone.
Play it,
of LOT already. Lord have mercy. You got to love by the very talented St. Paul Peterson here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, the single will be available and available actually on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by St. Paul's official website. That's at www.. www.paulpeterson.com. You can also catch it with him on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/St. Paul Peterson. And remember, family, he will be performing this coming Friday, January the 11th, 10:30 p.m. Central Standard Time at the Ice House in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The doors open again at 10:30 p.m. Ticket money, not a lot, $20 at the door. Address 2528 Nicollet Street, Avenue S. Go to the Ice House website to get all information at www.icehousempls.com. So it is written, so it shall be done. My brother, thank you so much for joining us. All I ask is that when another song is ready, I don't care if it's like Grandma's Cookies, somewhat soft, not completely done, send it over here. We will definitely debut it here first, man. It's definitely been a beautiful experience on having you on the show, man. Much love and much continued.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be on it, and thank you for having me, really. And thanks to all your fans. Thanks for the support for all these years, and we ain't done yet. We're going to come with it.
Man.
We're coming with it.
I hope so, man. I hope so. In the words of that great American poet, Paul Pierce, said, $1,900. Too much cash
too
to hold.
Cash.
One of my boys had to carry half. Honey, you know that's Bo.
I think you got it wrong. It's Teddy Bear had to carry half. Honey, you know that's Bo.
Hey, I do what I got to do.
Wait a minute. God bless you, man. Thank you so much
God bless you too, man.
And I'm going to get back to rehearsal.
All right, man. Have a good one. God bless.
Very talented.
St. Paul Peterson in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy. Took me back then. Remember, family, the new single, You Got to Love, available as we speak on all social media for us. And be sure to catch Paul. I don't care if you have to take a train, plane, automobile, camel. Do what you got to do. Get to the Ice House this coming Friday, January the 11th, 10:30 p.m., Central Standard Time. Get all the ticket information. Stop by Ice House official website. That's at www.icehousempls.com. While I got you here, comfy and cozy, let's get lost in some more music. Star Martin, pregame, Lord have mercy, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
I just came to have some fun, not to be your wife and shit. Cause you not my type of shit. I'm just 50,000 shit. I'm gone. I might be drunk for the kickoff, blowing up smoke for the tip off. Pour it up one time, all bottles on me tonight. It's going down. Got these niggas slipping, keep them swinging at my car. Patron in my system, playing Scrabble with my wife. No L's, no loss. Take one, take off. It's a pregame, for the weekend. It's a movie at the house, looking up the couch. I'm going around with my friends. I'm gonna pull up another one, roll up, light up another one. We just wanna have fun. It's a pregame, for the weekend. It's a movie at the house, looking up the couch. I'm going around with my friends. I'm gonna pull up another one, roll up, and you know it's going. Taking shots, gunning them down. I call it shooting with star. Fly out the bar, another round, and I knock you down. Everywhere I go, I'm with the same old clique. You know, everywhere I go, I hear the same old shit. But I know that I got these niggas slipping, keep them swinging at my curves. Patron in my system, playing Scrabble with my words. No L's, no loss. Life one, take off. It's a pregame for the weekend. It's a movie at the house, looking up the couch. I'm going around with my friends. my zone. Yeah, I'm in my zone. I got Patron goggles on. And everything I'm seeing right now looks like something I want. And I ain't even worried about how the hell I'm getting home. And we ain't even made it to the club, but damn, I'm in my zone. And we going high. It's a pregame, pregame for the weekend, weekend. It's a movie at the house, looking up the cow. I'm just going round.
I love the way you are. dramatic. Your love makes me an addict for you, babe.
not dreaming.
Great Phyllis Hyman, Lord have mercy. No one can love you more than I do. Here, vibing in the zone of LOTO Radio. I want to send out a very special thank you to my man, St. Paul Peterson, with his high fashion self. Lord have mercy. Remember, family, the new single, You Got to Love, available as we speak on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But for those who like to live a little bit more, yes, Lord, adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And remember, Paul will be playing live on his single release party this coming Friday, January the 11th. He's going to be performing at the Ice House. That's in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The address is 2528 Nicolette Street, Avenue S. Avenue S, S like in soul. Yes, Lord. $20. At the door again, Friday, January the 11th. That's at 10:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. But Teddy Bear, we don't live in Minnesota. How are we going to get there? Planes, trains, automobile. If you have to get a camel, do what you got to do. Get there if you can. Yes, Lord. 2:44 p.m. Central Standard Time as we're vibing here in the zone. And for those who missed the interview, shame on you. But the Teddy Bear does forgive you. We're going to give you an opportunity to listen to the interview in its entirety. All you got to do is pull up that app on your phone. We got you covered on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, iTunes, Podbean, Spotify. We got you covered. All you have to do is type in these words, LOTL, The Zone. Again, that's LOTL, The Zone. So it is written, so it shall be done. I'm feeling extra cuddly this afternoon. And while we're vibing here in the zone, is it okay if we get lost in pieces of a dream? Let's do this here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Mm-hmm.
and it really put me in the mood, feeling extra good, extra cuddly. My goodness. I want to thank all the people tuning in and tuning out, all the negativity. Lord knows we have a very divisive entity in today's society, but you know what? With love, positive feedback, communication, we'll get through it just like we've always done. Much love to all the many listeners that are going through things. As I've said yesterday, when a life hands you a Jeffrey, rub the furry wall. Lord, have mercy. Again, special thank you to my man, St. Paul Peterson, for joining us and vibing here in the zone with the Teddy Bear. And speaking of vibing, the Teddy Bear will be back on tomorrow live. Yeah, we're doing this, making it happen, doing things extra cuddly in 2019 as we have the pleasure of celebrating this very gifted artist. And she goes by the name of Raquel Rodriguez. Yes, Lord, as we have the pleasure of celebrating her new EP, The 310 Part 2. We want R&B and music shaken but never stirred. So looking forward to having this very talented young lady on the show tomorrow. 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been real. I want everyone to keep it soulful. As always, no matter what you're going through, you need some form of escapism. You know what to do. Why don't you get in that car? No, matter of fact, head in that spaceship through the chocolate Milky Way and start vibing here in the zone with Mr. Teddy Bear, Radiant Extraordinaire. Gonna leave you with my man, Nuwamba. Unusual, yeah it is, but it's always lively. Keep your head to the sky. See you on the other side. God bless here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
unusual for you to just not call me. It's unusual for you to stop loving me.
Thank you.